While spring is already here, it will be a while before most Alaskan gardeners can start putting seeds in the ground. But there are dedicated gardeners who are already at work starting seeds indoors or in greenhouses. There appears to be a lot of enthusiasm for local food production this year, as APRN's Steve Heimel found out during the statewide public radio call-in show, Talk of Alaska.
The new executive director of the U.S. Agriculture Department's Farm Service Agency in Alaska, Danny Constantin, says he is seeing it all over the state in urban and rural Alaska.
I talked to AmeriCorps and RuralCap folks who say, you know, last year when you'd go to the villages and say, you know, what are you concerned about? It was always about energy. This year, everybody's talking about food.
Of course, anytime fuel costs go up, it's going to cost more to transport food all those miles from the lower 48, and even more to get it to rural hubs and then villages. So local food is getting more attention, whether it's subsistence fishing, hunting and gathering, or gardening, in a lot of different ways, as callers to Talk of Alaska were quick to say.
I have a CSA farm up here in Fairbanks. We're going to have about 160 members.
Last year, I bought my last piece of lettuce in April and the first one again last January.
I've already got a mailing list of about 60 families in my neighborhood, and that's how I'm going to start out. I've got probably 3/4 of an acre under the till now that I'm working on, and I think I'll be able to sustain my lifestyle I have right now once I retire and then in another year or so.
Constantin says the USDA's approach now is to look at local food systems and what the government can do financially and in terms of technical assistance to strengthen those systems. That's what leads to what they call food security.
We are at risk with our dependence on outside food. We need to be more food secure.
One farmer who's dug in a big way is Tim Myers in Bethel. He says he can sell as much as he can produce and he'll be planting 4.5 acres. He says that can feed 50 families. He wants to double production each year for the next 2 years, and he's already eyeing shipping his produce to other parts of the state.
In Bethel here, we've got about 200,000 pounds of negotiable air freight going back to Anchorage, which is a FedEx hub, every single day. So, I don't know. I see tremendous potential in agriculture out here.
Myers points to a National Geographic map of soil fertility and how much there is of it on what was thought to be fairly barren tundra. He's had crops growing there for years with only organic methods. Food security is also on the minds of a group of people in Sitka.
Our emergency food supply is in Portland, which really isn't going to help us very much if we really need it.
Kerry McLean is president of the Sitka Local Foods Network, started by the Regional Native Health Corporation. He says their garden land is very limited now, but they have set up a farmer's market, a community garden, and a gardening exchange for people who will let other people garden their land. The Sitka Network is also starting a local seafood festival and 2 CSAs, or community-supported agriculture ventures, where consumers pay ahead for the yield of farms. The venture uses shipments from the lower 48 CSA Full Circle Farms to keep supplies going beyond the short Alaska growing season. But out in Bethel, Tim Myers wants to feed those 50 families year-round. He's putting in more root cellars. It's a fairly simple process.
I'm going to bury 5 40-foot shipping container, and I figure I'm going to be able to store almost 200,000 pounds of crops in there in the fall.
It looks like the food production efforts will keep on coming. There's now an Alaska Community Agriculture website, and the USDA and other interested parties, including the state government, are planning on setting up a state food policy council this coming May. Tim Myers is completely on board with the food security concept. He is not optimistic about the prospects of our economic system.
The thing that I'm hearing, food prices are going to triple here in the next period of time, and that's going to put everything else in perspective if all that food goes up 3 times in value.
Down in Sitka, Kerry McLean says all their gardens combined amount to something under an acre. They're hoping for a deal to make some state land available for gardening. But for the future, he's got his eye on the town's more than 40 acres of ball fields. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.